Let's take a look at the second Chapter 5 assignment, and this one is called the Earnings Call assignment. This, folks, takes you one step further from the first assignment where you were just looking at Yahoo or CBS MarketWatch or Bloomberg. Now you're going to enter the wonderful world of earnings calls, because you're going to go right to the company. Let's read together. For many investors, one of the most important sources of information is the company they are researching as a potential investment. Naturally, companies are eager to attract and retain investors. Hence, every bona fide publicly traded corporation will have a link on their page entitled Investors or Investor Relations or something to that effect. Now, do you understand what bona fide means? Bona fide? It means, you know, a real company. Now, we're not talking about these penny stocks. We're talking about, you know, well-capitalized, meaning large, and to some extent, mid-cap and small companies, yes, but I want you to look at big companies in this assignment. At the very least, you can order or download the latest annual or quarterly reports on their websites. However, many companies will have audio and or audiovisual webcasts available for downloads. They'll have frequently asked questions. They'll have other investor-related tools, such as allowing you to enroll in electronic mail or text message alerts. Some even have research materials for students. But by far, the most popular item on a company's investors relations website is the quarterly earnings call. So your assignment is to listen to or read at least 3 quarterly earnings calls. Now, what is this? Back in the late 90s, the SEC demanded that companies only give out information once for everybody at the same time. They could not, and this was typical, they could not give information to Wall Street analysts and the like that they would see, you know, on a much more regular basis than they would report to the world. They had to, it's called Regulation FD, Fair Disclosure. They had to keep quiet until a certain time when they would disclose their quarterly results. And so, because of technology, they've created what's called the earnings call. Now, you don't have to be on a phone. It started out as a phone call. You can. You can call into an 800 number and listen to it and actually ask questions. Or you can be online and watch it if it's video, and listen to it if it's just audio. Watch and listen if it's video. And at the same time, they would shoot out onto the internet now their financial statements. Now, we'll take a look at financial statements later in Chapter 17, but for now, we're just going to listen to them, and they're going to talk. Part of the, and it's about, I'm getting a little ahead of myself. We'll see it at the bottom. So you're going to play the Wall Street analyst. But, of course, individual investors do this, too. I listen to some of them, the companies I'm interested in. Now, let's continue. After it says, your assignment is to listen to or read at least 3 quarterly earnings calls. Some companies only keep the audio version of the earnings call for a week or a month or so, but they'll keep a transcript in PDF format for much longer. Please choose up to 3 companies. Now, you can choose 3 companies from the list below, or optionally, you may choose up to 2 companies of your own choosing not on the list. But here's what I want you to do. I want you to make sure that you choose companies with significant global business. In other words, they're often called multinationals. And they don't have to be based in the United States, but it's harder to get the information if they're not. So that's why all these companies you see are based in the United States. But all of them are global companies. One idea is to choose a major competitor of one of your choices. So, example, if you choose MasterCard, then choose Visa, right? If you choose, for example, what's a good one? Yum Brands. Then choose McDonald's. Now, some of them, Coca-Cola, Pepsi, in many ways, they're really not competitors. And when you look in, well, they are, obviously, in the cola category, but But when you look at Pepsi, it's a different company than people think it is. Okay, and what you will find is that all of these companies have significant international, outside the United States, business. And they're not the only ones, folks. They're not the only ones. I put some others down at the bottom, as I was thinking up this assignment. And what's going to happen is you're going to not understand everything that these people are saying, as we were saying, because they're going to be referring to the financial statements. So let's read at the bottom here. In the presentations, you'll hear many terms that you will probably not understand. Below are some of them. Please give a one or two line description of each of the following terms. So you might want to look these things up before you listen or afterwards and see if you can figure out what you're talking about. And at the very bottom, it says some other good examples. Disney, DuPont, Johnson & Johnson, Merck, McDonald's, Microsoft, Philip Morris, Pfizer, 3M, and UPS. And you might say, why aren't Apple and Google there? Go ahead, look up Apple and Google if you want. But be sure to get a big company with lots of global exposure, lots of global lots of global business. Now, one example is Costco, right? If you choose Costco, choose Walmart as the competitor. Don't choose Target. Why? Because Target is totally United States. If you want to, go ahead, choose Target. It's up to you. I'm hoping you'll find something that is global. Now, the earnings calls can last upwards of an hour each. Much of that are questions from investors and Wall Street analysts and the like, and they can get pretty ridiculous sometimes. Some of them are spot on. They ask very trenchant questions. I like that word, trenchant, deep, meaningful, digging. That's what trenchant means. Getting to the nub of the concept and issue. But a lot of the questions are really stupid. And if it gets to the end of the presentation and there's people asking really dumb questions, yeah, if you get bored, you don't want to listen to it, fine. When they ask questions, I mean, it's just ridiculous. Some of them want to just hear themselves talk. If it's Tuesday and a meteor hits at the same time that there's a world outbreak of Ebola, and there's no water, how will this affect your business? How do you think? And lastly, if you enjoy this, that's another good sign that you might, be your own investor and actually do a good job, because if you don't enjoy it, it's not likely that you do a good job. You don't know that. You may not. Plus, you might find that some of these companies you are just totally not interested in, or what they do just makes you really, really angry. For example, I like Yum Brands as an investment. Personally, I think it's a phenomenal investment. But folks, they're killing people. Yum Brands and McDonald's. Who? You don't even know who Yum Brands are, do you? You'll find out. You'll be very amazed at who they are. They're killing people. McDonald's food is horrible. It's horrible. And I say to people, McDonald's has killed more Americans than terrorists will ever kill. And they get angry at me. But it's the truth. But is it a good investment? Yes. Philip Morris sells Siggies. Is it a good investment? Yes. So some people, we'll talk about social. We already did in Chapter 4. Socially conscious, or whatever you want to call it, investing. Some people just will not invest in companies that sell beer or alcohol or cigarettes or, fast food. But that's your choice. That's a value choice. Okay, I've talked long enough. Hope you enjoy this assignment, because this is what it's like to be an investor. See ya. Oops. One last thing. When I said this is what it's like to be an investor, I should have said this is what it's like to be an intelligent investor. Some investors buy and sell stocks and never listen to the earnings call. Never bother to look at the financial statements. We call them speculators or traders, or maybe just clueless investors. Bye.